Barbados is bracing itself for a surge in prices as a result of some news that we are getting out of the United States.
And we've talked here about the big hit American farmers are taking because of rain and flooding in parts of the country, smack in the middle of their planting season. Well, right now, farmers have some big decisions to make.
Economist John Newton in Washington, D.C. sees it as the wettest 12-month period on record for the United States.
Earlier this year, the expectation was that we'd have 2 billion bushels of corn and carryout, which would be a pretty high volume. Looking at the yield decline that USDA is now forecasting, this is a pretty significant drop in ending inventories, and I think we've got more to go because USDA has yet to really reflect what kind of prevented planting acreage. That's farmers who are unable to plant a crop this year, what that's really going to look like. They dropped acres by 3 million, and that's a pretty conservative estimate.
Here in Barbados, agriculturalist Dr. Leroy McLean has been watching the trend, and according to him, what it all means is a shortage of corn in the United States.
No, the latest figures indicate that 88% of the corn which should be planted by the 6th of June, 88% has been planted, whereas more than 90% should have been planted by now. And the problem is that a lot of the corn that was planted late, there is a concern of early frost, which would hamper the production. So however you look at it, it seems as though there will be a shortage of corn this year coming out of the United States. And this is reflected in the increase in the price of where corn futures are concerned. Right now, the corn is selling at 21% higher than it was at the 31st of December last year. So you've got a 21% increase already in corn futures.
Says that in addition, cattle farmers in the U.S. have now switched to using wheat, which was previously used for human consumption. And this is creating conditions for a possible shortage of wheat and soya as well.
Now, where Barbados is concerned, our poultry industry, for example, relies 100% on feed coming out of the sole large manufacturer here who imports corn, which means that if there is a significant increase in the price of corn, there will be an increase in the price of animal feed produced here in Barbados. But more concern is the fact that not only will the price go up, but the availability will go down.
Dr. McLean is urging Barbados and other Caribbean countries to come together urgently to plan how best to tackle the problem. The question is, though, what can we really do about it?
The only thing that I believe we can do is to try to see how we in CARICOM can increase the production of corn going forward. Now, the only CARICOM country that produces any corn of much significance is Belize. And I think last year, Belize only produced 89,500 tons of corn. And Barbados imports 36,000 tons. So countries like Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad, which have a fairly good livestock industries, will find it very difficult to get feed for the livestock if this situation is not addressed. I would therefore think that we should look to see how countries like Guyana, Suriname, and Belize could increase their corn production. And also here in Barbados, whereas while we may not have the capacity to produce a lot of corn, we can look to see what alternative crops we can produce to get into the animal feed. Things like the sweet potato, the cassava, etc., which could then be converted into animal feed.
The views of Dr. Leroy McLean. Here's a Sagicor financial tip with four real reasons why a single person might need life insurance. 1. You have student loans. 2. You want to buy a house. 3. You want to be debt-free. 4. You have financial dependence. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.